Good morning. We're glad to be here. Glad to be back. We are not a professional choir here, so don't expect something super. But there is a song, a theme song that was at Bible school. And we just like to sing that this morning.
May your love and grace abound in me. Be shared with others through these open arms. Make this heart a place where tender mercy overflows. Take these feet to where your deep compassion always goes, to the places where your children are in need. And may your lovely grace abound in me. Abound in me, and may your love bring joy to others through these helping hands. Let these eyes not turn away from suffering and shame. Make these ears hear clearly when the broken cry in pain. Give these lips the words that bring them heavenly peace. May your lovely grace abound in me. May your lovely grace abound in me. And may your light break forth like dawn, your healing fill our days. When we see the naked, may our heads not turn away. Let your righteousness and glory fill all of our chains and help us set the captives free. And may your lovely grace abound in me.
Love one another, for love is of God. He who loves is born of God and knows God.
Like Dwight said, we spent a week down in Pennsylvania for Bible school, and I went kind of expecting to be like other Bible schools, and I must say it was definitely exceeded my expectations and was amazing. It was an amazing week. One thing that Roman Kaufman preached, the morning messages, and I enjoyed everything. I'm trying to pick out one little short thing, and one thing that he spoke on was our will and how we need to engage our will. So often we pray in desires and wishes instead of praying that we will do something, choosing to do something instead of desiring. Or he said the devil still has a foothold in our life when we pray that we desire to do something. But when we choose to engage our will, the Spirit, God's power, the Holy Spirit is unleashed in our lives, and God's power can freely flow through us. So that was just one little nugget that I really appreciated.
I was really, really encouraged at Bible school this year, too. It was such a refreshing week. I think we all felt it so much because all of us really sensed that the hearts of the the people that were putting it on, the pastors, and their hearts were really to bless their youth, and it really showed through in everything that they did and said and their attitudes, and it really helped all of us to hear what they were saying and what they were trying to bring across to us. I think one thing that really challenged me and inspired me was there was a lot of talk about finding our security in Christ, and that just really touched me and really inspired me to go on and to continue to find my security in Christ, because when we don't, that's when we find all of these problems that we see so much when we're trying to find our place among everyone else. But when we have our security in Christ, that is when we can truly bring glory to Him.
Well, I really also enjoyed my time, and there's so much I could say, but I think the thing that touched me the most and opened my heart was the incredible love that they just dumped on us. Like, they didn't just make it, like, they didn't just preach at us. They got up and they told us they love us and that they appreciate us, and the food, they just went all out. I know that's a little part of it, but it really showed us, and the decorations and just the atmosphere they created for us was, it just, you walked in and it was just like, whoa. We, all of us youth, I think, were just like shocked. We just didn't know quite, like, we're just used to cement buildings and Bible school, listening to preachers preach at us for a while. And it was just so cute. It was just, I don't know, just beautiful. And I think the thing that got me the most there was, I think it was Roman preached on our identity in Christ. And his first message was about assurance of salvation. And for, you know, a while back, I struggled with that a little bit. But now, like, I knew I was saved. But how to walk every day in the present, I am in Christ. God loves me as much as He loves Christ. And my righteousness is the same as Jesus was. His righteousness is the same as mine is if I live in Christ. And it was so powerful. Like, every day I can claim that, every minute. And the devil can't come to me with that lie of, well, I mean, you sin, therefore you can't be in Christ anymore. And one little thing he said, the devil brings a thought to us, and then he follows right up with an accusation saying that a Christian can't think that. Then he goes to condemnation, and it's just like, that was the whole devil's streak. Nothing about this is the Holy Spirit. And also he talked about the Holy Spirit's effect in our life. And yeah, it was just life-changing for me, and allowing God to get rid of a lot of lies I've been believing. And yeah, it was just good. And then Paul Lloyd's messages on relationships and just our relationship with God and how that affects every single relationship we have in life, and just how to let go of pride and allow God's heart to just fill our hearts.
Yeah, well, I don't know where to start. The whole week was just so good, and I was glad that we could be there. Yeah, as was shared before, just very real and practical stuff. The grounds of our Christian life, the foundation of it, assurance and identity in Christ. The Holy Spirit's work in our life. It was so awesome. It was just a refreshing week, because there was a positive atmosphere. Like, the Christian life is a positive thing, not a negative thing. And yeah, it was really awesome. Also, the people that were there, the young people that were there, very real young people, all going through difficult things, and it was great because everyone was on the same level. And like was mentioned, they went all out. Just created an atmosphere of love and of peace and fellowship. And also there was discussion groups, and I was appointed as discussion leader, which I was really scared about. But it was a really great time. After each, there was two teaching sessions each day, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. And so there was an hour to an hour and a quarter of discussion time after each teaching session. And so yeah, it was a great time just to talk about the things and let them sink in and get to know each other. It was a really good time. So yeah, I don't know what more to say, but there's so much. Our hearts are just overflowing, so.
Yeah, I don't have anything specific to say really about it, but I know all the messages were great, but the main thing that struck me was the atmosphere. They create a very at home atmosphere. And you can tell they've put a lot of work into it, and that just, yeah, touched me. So.
That was one of the best weeks of my life. I think it was stretching. It was just amazing. Something that I brought home is we taught a bit on prayer, and the last part of the day was intercessory prayer, and we prayed for different nations around us. And when we pray, I forget if it was Roman Coffin or Paul Lloyd, but not to pray with the "I want to" attitude, but the "I will" attitude, engaging your will to do it, not just want to, but to do it. So that really stood out to me in my prayer life. And also each day there were two practical lessons. They do a skit up front or a little illustration lesson. And I guess I'm a hands-on guy. I like simple stuff. Just seeing stuff happen and going from there, you can remember it a lot better. And so that really stood out to me too. It was just a great weekend. Wish y'all could have experienced it.